The Ninth Story, A Maiden's Welcome at the Well of Haran. For many days Abraham had been thinking of one thing of which we have not yet told. He was growing to be an old man, and he must attend to this before he died. And so one morning, as he sat by his tent door, he called Eliezer, his head servant, to come to him. This old-time servant was as much interested in his master's affairs as the chief himself, and he had charge over all his household. Abraham talked with him about Isaac, who was now a man of almost middle age. He was very dear to his father, and he wished to find a wife for him. This was always thought to be the duty of a father in that eastern country. It was not customary for the son to find a wife for himself, though now and then we hear of a son's asking his father if a certain person might be his wife. Abraham talked to Eliezer about his old home in far-off Mesopotamia, where he had lived as a young man, and of his kinsfolk, whom he had not seen for nearly 50 years. He had lately had news of his relatives there. Nahor, his brother, had several children, and some of his sons had daughters of their own. He wished Isaac might marry someone of his own race, and someone from the old home. He did not want him to have a wife from among the Canaanites. Abraham especially remembered God's promise that his descendants should possess the land of Canaan. He wanted them, therefore, to be of his own people, who in later times were known by the name of Hebrews. The old man thought he should not live much longer. So now he said to Eliezer, "Put thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by Jehovah that thou shalt not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country, and to my kindred, and take a wife for my son Isaac." And the servant said, "Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I bring thy son again to the land from whence thou camest?" And Abraham told him not to think of taking Isaac there. He wished him to stay in the land of promise. He added, "Jehovah, who has promised to give this land to my descendants, will surely send his angel to guide thee and give thee success. If," said he, "the woman be not willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this oath." So the servant put his hand under Abraham's thigh and took the oath. This was the most solemn and binding form of taking an oath. Then Eliezer prepared for his journey. He got 10 of his master's camels and many other good things to take with him. He loaded some of the camels with food for the journey, and some of them with rich gifts of silver and gold jewels and beautiful clothing. He started out with his caravan from Beersheba in the south of Canaan. Several of his master's servants went with him, and they traveled over hill and plain and across the desert for many days until they came to Mesopotamia and the city of Nahor. This was the old Haran where Isaac's grandfather Terah had died. At evening time, Eliezer came to the well just outside the city. He made the camels lie down there and wait. This was the time of day when the women went out to draw water. Eliezer stopped there a little while, and he prayed, "O Jehovah, the God of my master Abraham, send me, I pray thee, good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I am standing by the fountain of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, 'Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink,' and she shall say, 'Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also,' let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master." Before he had done speaking, he saw a young and beautiful girl coming to the well. She came with easy grace, balancing her pitcher on her head. These large earthen jars are often steadied on the shoulder or head by women of that country. Rebecca, for that was her name, went down to the fountain, filled her pitcher, and came up. Wells in that land are frequently enclosed within a stone wall, and there are steps to go down to the spring or fountain below. Eliezer ran to meet her and said, "Give me to drink, I pray thee, a little water from thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she hurried and let down her pitcher and gave him a drink of the water. When he had all he needed, she said, "I will draw water for thy camels also." She emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well. This was going beyond the usual hospitality, but Rebecca was eager, kind-hearted, and always ready to respond. The man looked at her keenly and said nothing. He was wondering whether this beautiful girl was the one to go with him. When the camels had done drinking, Eliezer took a gold ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets of 10 shekels weight of gold and gave them to her. Then he asked, "Whose daughter art thou? Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge there?" And she said, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Nahor," and added, "We have room in the house for thee to lodge with us, and there is straw and provender enough for the animals." The man bowed his head and worshipped, and said, "Blessed be Jehovah, the God of my master Abraham, who hath not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, Jehovah hath led me in the way to the home of my master's brethren." Then Rebekah ran and told her mother and the family what had happened. She showed them the ring and the bracelets the stranger had given her. Rebekah had a brother named Laban, and when he heard her story and saw the gifts, he ran to the well to meet the man. He found him with his camel standing by the fountain. "Come," said Laban, "why standest thou outside the walls of the city? I have prepared the house, and there is room for the camels." So the servant went with him, unfastened the packs from the camels' backs, and gave them food and straw. Then Laban had water brought for the servant and his men to wash their feet, after which supper was made ready for them. But Eliezer said, "I will not eat until I have told my errand." And Laban said, "Speak on." Then Eliezer told the family who his master was, and how Abraham had become a great chief in his adopted country, how God had prospered him, and that now he was very rich with flocks and herds, gold and silver, men servants and maid servants. He told them of Isaac, the son who had been given to Abraham and Sarah when they were very old, and that he would inherit all his father's wealth. He told them, too, that Abraham was not willing for Isaac to have a wife from among the Canaanites, and how he had wished his servant to make the journey to the old home to find a wife for Isaac there. Eliezer continued his story, saying, "I came to the fountain of water, and there I asked God to guide me, and to let it come to pass that the maiden who should come to draw water, and of whom I should ask for a drink of water, and who should give a drink not only to me but to the camels, that she should be the one whom God had appointed for my master's son." Then he finished by telling of how Rebekah had come and had done all that he had asked for as a sign from God, and he had afterwards discovered that she was the granddaughter of his master's brother. "Now," said Eliezer, "if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may act accordingly." Rebekah's brother and her mother said, "The thing is from God. We cannot give you either a good or a bad answer. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son wife, as Jehovah hath spoken." When Eliezer heard this, he gave thanks. Then he brought to Rebekah beautiful jewels of gold and silver and fine clothes, and he gave valuable gifts to her mother and her brother. After this, they all sat down to supper, and Eliezer and his men stayed the night. In the morning, he said, "Let me go back now to my master." But Rebekah's mother and her brother said, "Let the maiden remain with us a few days, at the least 10. After that, she shall go." He replied, "Do not hinder me. God has given me success in the errand on which I came. Now let me go back to my master." And they said, "We will call the maiden, and she shall decide whether she shall go with you today." When they called Rebekah and said to her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" she said, "I will go." So they let Rebekah go with Eliezer and his men, and sent her nurse and other maidservants with her. And they blessed Rebekah, saying to her, "Our sister, be thou the mother of thousands, of tens of thousands, and let thy descendants possess the gates of those which hate them." Then Rebekah and her maidservants rode upon the camels and followed Eliezer and his men, and they went on their way. It was a long journey, but this young and beautiful girl had a strong courage and a love of adventure, so she was willing to undertake it. She had an active, enterprising spirit, and it was a good contrast to Isaac's meek, retiring, quiet nature. On the evening of a certain day, as the caravan was nearing home, it happened that Isaac went out into the fields. In the cool of the evening and the beauty of the twilight, he would often go out to rest and to meditate. As he looked across the fields, he saw some camels in the distance. Could it be that Eliezer was coming with someone for him? At that moment, Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel, and she said to the servant, "Who is this man who is walking in the field and coming to meet us?" And Eliezer answered, "It is my master." Then Rebecca took her veil and covered herself, according to the Eastern custom. Eliezer went forward to meet Isaac and told him all he had done. And Isaac took Rebecca and led her gently to the tent that used to be his mother's, which also was the fashion of the day, and there they were wedded. When Rebecca lifted her veil and Isaac saw how beautiful she was, he was made very happy. He had been very lonely since his mother's death, but as the days went by, he loved Rebecca and was comforted. For long years, Isaac and Rebecca lived in their own tents on the green plain near Beer Lahai Roi, which was the well where Hagar had rested in the wilderness, and Jehovah had helped her. Eliezer, the old trusted servant, self-forgetful and faithful, and trusting in God as his leader, had made a successful journey for the sake of his dear old master and his much-loved son.